9 a.m. hour on the Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Bet365, also by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And the Fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Welcome aboard here. It's Starkey and Dom. I don't know how to pronounce your last name still because I've always called you Intern Dom.
Do you want me to tell you?
D. Tommaso?
Yeah, perfect, okay. Actually.
Thanks.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So I have a very healthy level of respect for you, but I think it can be taken to another level if you can correctly answer this question, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm going to stand up for you, do you know what my shirt is referencing?
Chickens.
It is a yellow shirt with a cartoon chicken that says Los Pollos Hermanos around it.
The Chicken Brothers.
No.
What does it mean?
It's from a TV show. Do you know what TV show it's from?
No.
All right. It's from Breaking Bad.
I've tried to watch that. It's the one on Netflix about the science teacher?
Correct.
Yeah, I've tried. I can't get through two episodes. I've tried like half a dozen times because people love it so much and I hate it.
If I can give you any parting wisdom today.
Yeah, please.
I struggled getting through the first few episodes because it's very slow, very depressing, very sad.
Yeah.
After the first season, it'll become the greatest thing you've ever seen.
Can't do it. The rule of thumb, whether you're writing a story, doing a radio show, going out on stage, writing a play or a book, is you have to get people engaged right away. And it's not up to me to stay engaged while you're boring. And they've bored me.
That's ridiculous. I'm telling you, it'll be the greatest thing you've ever seen.
Have you ever heard of a rapper named Mike Studd?
I don't think so.
During a live interview with Mike Studd, Aaron Rodgers fielded a question from a young football fan on whether he'd ever play for the Bears. His answer, this was what, 3-4 days ago? I don't know. When was this? Maybe only 2 days ago. He said, well, you have the answer to this?
I have the sound of him answering it. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
Can you take it easy on her on this one?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
On a road trip. I don't know. I'm not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship.
He owns the Bears, as we know, but there you go. Dropping yet another little hint, and then somebody said, are you going to the Steelers? And he said, you never know, with a smile on his face. This is just a matter of time. Or are we going to be fooled in the end, Intern Dom?
I do think he's going to come here. I am getting more and more PO'd at how long this is being dragged out.
Why not just accept the fact it's going to be before the mandatory workouts? Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, listen, I want him here more than anybody, and I've also been defending him more than anybody because he's taking so long, but we're now just playing reindeer games at this point.
I know, but what is it, the second week in June is mandatory camp? He'll be here for that, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, and then would you ever... Then, I think he already should be here, honestly, because I think when you're getting used to an entirely new system and terminology and teammates and all that, and you're the quarterback... And the alleged new leader of the team, that's probably a good idea. But I can't have that much of a... I don't want him here in the first place, by the way. But as far as when he shows up, I can't have that much of a problem if he's at least here for mandatory minicamp.
I guess I agree in spirit. And I've also said if anybody's earned the right to take as long as they want to figure this out, it's him. Guy has 4 MVPs, went to a Super Bowl, has been to numerous championship games... So if he wants to take his time, yeah, it's frustrating, but I guess I can't fault him too much because he's earned it.
Donnie Football is a figure of some interest, isn't he?
No, I love Donnie.
Yeah. He goes by Donnie Chedrick part of the time.
Until August, yes.
Any date in August? Are we waiting on, we're waiting on Aaron Rodgers here? When is he going to go back to Donnie Football?
It's a very good question. My guess would be once preseason games start.
Yeah.
He's going to be Donnie Football.
I think that makes sense. I think maybe late July training camp, but that's just me. How about Cabali? Are you interested in him at all as a person?
Sure, yeah. Cabali and I have had our back and forths on here before. I like Mark, though.
I don't really like him that much. I think he's a good guy.
Sure.
But we did find a common ground. We have something in common. We both thought that the movie Mall Cop Paul Blart, or Paul Blart Mall Cop, was underrated and actually funny. And I felt good about that. Do you have any clips from Mall Cop Paul Blart?
You know, it is crazy, but I actually have a couple clips here for you. It's remarkable, but I have a couple.
It really is. Who's the guy who stars in Mall Cop Paul Blart?
Kevin James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be funny, and this was years ago. When did this movie come out?
2009, I want to say.
Many years ago. And some of my songs about Malzy talk about how Malzy's both clever and smart, and that rhymes with Paul Blart. So as Limits or Bob can tell you, I sing about Paul Blart a lot, which might seem unusual to some and is. But that's how I got into it with Cabali, and we agreed that this was a funny movie. He was on a Steeler road trip and went to watch the movie and said he loved it. Let's hear a clip or two.
Hey, Paul Blart, 10-year veteran.
Wow, Vec Sims.
Well, Vec Sims, welcome to the show.
I don't know why I think it's funny. Am I wrong for
no,
this, Dom?
I love Kevin James. I think he's hilarious. And it's actually like a pretty good movie. You got the plot twist at the end with the secret bad guy. Don't want to spoil it for everybody.
Right. In case they're waiting to watch a movie that came out in 2009.
Yeah, that's right.
I just think everything he says is funny. And of course, the theme is funny. He's a mall cop. He goes around on a little mall cop scooter. So even that line, everything that happens therefore after that is funny. Can I hear that again?
Same one or a different one?
The same one. I like to hear things twice.
Hey, Paul Blart, 10-year veteran.
Wow, Vec Sims.
Well, Vec Sims, welcome to the show.
Vic Sims has taken a job as a mall cop because there's nothing else that Vic Sims can do or get hired for. So his voice is wonderful in that.
And he's like, this fat ex-police officer is training me at the mall.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Vic Sims has hit a low, whereas Paul Blart, this is what he does, and he does it better than anybody else, or so he thinks, right? What else do you have there?
Paul, think. What are you trained to do? Nothing.
That one's hilarious. I don't know if you... Let's play it again so you can fully hear what's going on.
Yes,
but
please.
This is when he's in the mall and the criminals are starting to infiltrate and he's like, okay, what have I been trained to do?
Right.
Think, Paul, think. What are you trained to do? Nothing.
I like that too. I'm unapologetic about this. I think it's a funny movie. We should get together one night and watch it. Maybe invite Donnie.
At a barbecue.
You know what Donnie does when him and his fiance watch movies? Sometimes?
Go ahead.
They go to the movie theater first and get movie theater popcorn, which I think is an incredible move. Limits doesn't think it's a good move because he thinks it's too expensive. You can get it on, what's the delivery service?
DoorDash.
DoorDash.
Right.
And it might be cold by the time that you go home and sit down for the movie. I think it's an unbelievable veteran move myself.
You know, it's creative.
And romantic, some might say.
It's romantic. You know, the thing is, we just went to the movies the other day, and concession prices are borderline absurd.
Yeah.
So they're going really out of their way to get popcorn. That is very good popcorn, but you're paying a lot and you're driving a distance just to head back home.
Good points, all. And I still think it's a good move by Donnie. I really do. Did you see where Michael Jordan is going to work for NBC talking about basketball? Charles Barkley says he's basically, first of all, he was shocked. Second, he's really not going to do anything, which is like Wayne Gretzky on hockey. The idea here is that we have Wayne Gretzky. Is he going to say anything that's, you know, insightful or important? No, but we still have Wayne Gretzky. That's going to be the idea with Jordan. Do you agree? Are you happy about this? Do you care about this?
Well, when it first came out that Michael Jordan is going to be on NBC's coverage, I mean, of course, he's the greatest player ever. Who wouldn't want to hear from him? And then you start to see that he's really not doing anything for them. I legit don't know what his role is. All they said was, we're getting Michael Jordan, which
his
sounds
role
great
is
in theory.
To be Wayne Gretzky or Michael Jordan. Maybe they could just switch off. They would offer about as much if Michael Jordan did hockey and Wayne Gretzky basketball. But it's still a coup. You know, it reminds me of newspaper stories that I've written and read through the years where, oh, my God, you talked to, I don't know, name a guy, Wayne Gretzky. That's incredible. Well, yeah, he didn't say anything, though. I know, but everyone will read the story because Wayne Gretzky is the guy. You know what I mean?
Right. That's why Fox gave almost $400 million to Tom Brady. And people think
great
he sucks.
Call. Yeah. Do you think he sucks?
No, I think he's very good, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, I really enjoy him on the games.
I'm about to surprise you. I agree.
Yes, Joe.
Donnie Football. I'm sorry, Donnie Chedrick.
Yeah.
And Limits ripped me for that take last
year.
Well, they
don't know what they're talking about.
I thought he got better as the year went on. The thing he undermines himself by not getting the small things right. That's and considering the kind of quarterback he was, where it was all about the small things, I'm shocked by that. Like he's talking about, you know, did he do the Colts game, the Steelers Colts game? He's got the wrong punter and things like that. Guys that don't play in the league anymore, he's saying are playing in the game. Stuff that really doesn't matter that much, because I agree with you, he's very insightful and good. I thought he got way better. But he's got to get the details down.
I think the thing that hurt him is everybody loved Greg Olsen. I think Greg Olsen is mediocre at best. But
so do I.
But we're in the minority there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
People love Greg Olsen, and then here comes Tom Brady, who's already a controversial guy. And I think people just looked at it as, oh, here comes Tom Brady upending the average guy. Now we got to fight the power and hate Tom Brady.
Well, he made some bad mistakes, like when he called the Eagles the Phillies, I think, in a game this year and things like that. So,
but when Tony Romo does stuff like that, it's endearing.
I don't think Tony Romo's endearing anymore. I think he's unbelievably annoying.
He was endearing. I still like Tony Romo.
He said, you have three timeouts, so you'd have a couple of plays, but I like this call by the Phillies, Brady said on the air. You can't do that. Limits, I mean Dom. You just can't. And then he called Josh Jacobs Brandon Jacobs, who played for the Giants a million years ago. Come on, Tom. You know what I mean? I don't think Greg Olsen's very good either. We agree on that. And I think Brady will get better and better, don't you?
100%. I mean, when you think of all the top analysts in football, they have some really good ones. I think he could be as good as Aikman or Collinsworth or Romo
all
easily.
Right, now we finally part ways. Aikman? He's a human sleeping pill.
Oh, no, Mr. Starkey, you're wrong on that. Troy Aikman has become the best analyst in at least the NFL.
What?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Him and Buck are the top duo in the NFL. No doubt about it.
You've gone nuts.
He is more outspoken on...
Outspoken?
Yeah.
I don't remember one thing he's ever said.
Particularly when it comes to officiating, he's the most outspoken analyst in football. Easily.
He did rip the Chiefs. The one thing I liked him for is he ripped Mahomes for that little flop that Mahomes did.
Correct.
In a game where they were already getting a million roughing the passer calls.
Correct.
I did respect him for that. Caitlin Clark, we move on to. Ryan Brewer, an associate professor of finance at Indiana University in Columbus. I wonder if he knows there's a professor of marketing at Duquesne, Dr. Dick. Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, we had him on the show one day. Anyway, Ryan Brewer said that Caitlin Clark generated 26.5% of the WNBA's economic activity last year. God bless me. And then he said this. If things go just as they were, and we have an expanded season of 22 home games with modest inflation, I'm looking at $875 million as her impact. And I could easily see that eclipsing $1 billion. Caitlin Clark has a $1 billion effect. There's three teams that I... support in an emotional way, Limits. I mean, Dom, that I care about. The Bills, but not really till the playoffs. The Golden State Warriors in a big way. and the Indiana Fever. And I had a horrible secondary ticket purchase snafu yesterday. Do you want to hear what happened? Do we have time?
Please, please.
Me and my buddy Jason Bumbliss, the Beaver basketball coach, he coaches the boys team out there. He hates the WNBA, but we want to go to Indy and go golfing at the Brickyard 500 golf course. And I said, if we're going there, you're going to a WNBA game. You're going to see Caitlin Clark against the New York Liberty, Breanna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, et cetera, right? It's going to be an unbelievable game.
It's a good matchup.
And I've been meaning to go. So I go on SeatGeek. This is my fault, by the way. And I type in Liberty Fever for the game. And I buy tickets, very expensive tickets, multiple. And these weren't even the best seats. It's just to get in there, you got to pay $400. Then I realize it's for the wrong weekend.
Oh, my God, Joe.
They're playing again in two weekends. Why are they playing the same team again? So then I start panicking at this volleyball tournament. Like, I can't get my money back. What do I do? So to make a long story longer, Dom, I went on there and discovered this. I've never done this before, that I could resell the tickets. So I sold them at a steep discount, but they resold. And the money goes right into my bank account. I never knew. Who knew?
You should have tried selling them for a higher price.
I was just desperate to get rid of them for any price because the game started like 3 hours later.
Oh.
This was Saturday. What day is this? This was Monday.
Day of the game.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I sold them. I was quite proud of that.
That's a happy ending.
And we're going to this game. We're going to Fever Liberty. We're also going to an Indianapolis Indians game. How do you like that on a Friday night?
Wow, how about that?
Maybe Bubba Chandler will pitch. We're going to get a steak dinner, and then we're going to go golfing Sunday morning and come home. You like that?
Sounds like a great weekend.
Yeah.
Can I come?
No.
Okay.
Actually, you could. When's the last time you took a good guy's weekend, a guy's sports weekend?
A good guy's sports weekend?
Donnie loves doing this. It's one of the things I like about Donnie.
Yeah, him and all his boys from high school or whatever.
Yeah.
Or college.
Right. Do you do this?
Yes, but all my friends are still, you know, here. So us going out is just going to the bar.
That's not a traveling weekend.
Yeah. I'd love to do a traveling weekend.
Perhaps we could arrange one. Maybe Limits will get involved. Mm. Oh, I got a good weekend. Limits is doing a wiffle ball tournament in Vermont in end of August. You want to go there?
Depends on if I'm back at school, but if not, I'm very interested.
My God, what? You've been in school longer than Carl Krauser. When are you done at Syracuse?
I have one more year.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I've known you for years now, and you're always at school. Are you ever going to start your career?
I've been saying that for 3 years now. I have one more year.
I'm seriously shocked by this. You're going to be like Krauser putting up the X sign in about 5 years because you're still in college. Just get on with it. What do you need the rest of this for? You're already at a radio station.
Focus on
moving up at the station you're already at.
I completely 100% agree with you. 100%. But what do you want me to do?
Leave school.
Well, I feel like I've made it this far. I might as well just finish it out.
I'm astounded by this. Fan Twitter brought to you by Sal. You're going back to college? You're like 30 years old.
I'm 21. I'm not that old.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And the Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob Pompiani, to my best of my knowledge, is next. Incredible that during conventional weeks, he's only here for like an hour. And then he works on a beautiful Memorial Day and does a whole show. I'm beginning to feel insulted, Dom.
Yeah, I mean, a full 4 hours of solo pomp.
Yes. Well, we'll pave the way for him next on the Fan Morning Show. I'm protesting, Dom, because you want to get me out so early.
No, I don't. Don't say that. I want you to go as long as you want.
We have six topics to get to before the end of the show and only, what, 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes. Here's one. U.S. wins its first world championship in hockey since 1993. It was an incredible moment, it looked like, to be there. But do we care?
I could not care less.
You couldn't care less?
Couldn't care less.
Is the bigger story there that the U.S. wins or that Kyle Dubas loses to Denmark? Did you see the reaction in Canada to that? That was a miracle on ice moment for Denmark. Their best player is Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah, this hasn't been a banner last few years for Kyle Dubas.
No, it hasn't. And this ain't going to help. That was, to me, and it's not even close, them losing to Denmark is a way bigger story in Canada than the U.S. winning. Having said that, it was pretty cool. And if you watch the winning goal, and I suggest you do, by Tage Thompson, they went nuts. They haven't won that thing since 1993. It was pretty cool. Oakmont, scale of 1 to 10. You're looking forward to Oakmont on?
12.
Really?
Yeah, 12.
I didn't have you as a golf guy.
I love golf. I suck at it, but I love golf. And I'm very, very excited for the Open to be here in a couple weeks.
I'm happy to hear that.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I put this out on Twitter the other day. Do you think Oakmont is more known for the golf course or the bakery locally?
That's a great question. Locally, it's the bakery.
See, I think
nationally
so too.
Nationally and internationally, it's by far the golf course, of course.
And I think locally, it's the bakery and it's not even close.
Yeah, I agree. More on that this week, perhaps. The Fan and the Bakery. Oakmont Bakery brings us wonderful treats every Friday. There may be something in the works here. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Partly sunny with a high of Jaromir Jagr. 68, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, what did you care about less, the U.S. winning the World Championship or the Indy 500? I didn't even know the Indy 500 happened until I woke up this morning.
Yeah, neither of them I cared about, to be honest. It's a tight race because neither of them were interesting to me.
No pun intended. I don't care about car racing. If I want to watch cars drive fast in a circle, I'll go, you know, sit on top of the Squirrel Hill Tunnel or something and watch cars go up the highway. I'm sorry. And I'm not even saying anyone's wrong for loving it. I'm glad they love it. I don't. It's like Breaking Bad. I just, every time I try to get into it, I can't. I don't want to watch cars drive around.
Yeah, I agree. I there's more excitement on McKnight than there is in some of these races.
Right?
They're just going in circles.
You and I agree on more than we disagree on, Dom. I'm discovering that.
Yeah, we do.
When we disagree, it's pretty vehement, but it's not often. Shohei Ohtani throws. Bob and I were just marveling. They show his batting practice clips where he's back on the mound throwing it, but it ain't batting practice. He's throwing 98 miles an hour, and then they show him hitting an upper deck homer. He's the greatest player in baseball history and right now the greatest athlete in the world. Agree or disagree?
So I used to always push back against Shohei Ohtani's the best baseball player ever, and I still think Barry Bonds at his best was probably a little more dominant.
Yeah, how'd he do on the mound? What was his best pitching
year?
Ever lead the league in strikeouts per nine innings? Best strikeout pitcher in baseball?
I agree.
Are you blanking kidding me, Don? This is like if Sidney Crosby played goal and had a .920 save percentage in 30 games.
If you let me finish, I was going to say I have now come around to the idea that, yes, he is probably the greatest player in the history of the sport. Best player in sports, period,
right
now.
Best athlete in the world. Who's better?
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes, I guess you can make an argument.
How did he do on defense this year, Mahomes? Did he lead the league in sacks?
No.
It's not even... Here's what I contend.
There are people that think Aaron Judge is a better baseball player than him, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's his year going on the mound?
As a batter, he's doing excellent.
I know.
Shohei's not even pitching right now.
Not right now. But when he is, it's like... I used to make my nephews and nieces laugh because we would be on the ferry from Delaware to Cape May. And I would say, if you listen to me yelp on this ferry, we'd go into the little restaurant concession stand. Nobody will notice it because it's so far out of their bound of experience that their senses and mind won't believe it just happened. So I would say, watch. And we would go into the crowded restaurant and I would go, ah! Like that, in line. And the person right in front of us wouldn't even turn around. And I would say that's because they don't think that happened. It's the same thing with Ohtani. Him being a pitcher and a hitter is so far out of our realm of experience that we don't acknowledge it for what it is, which is the most remarkable sports feat I have ever witnessed in 50 plus years on this planet.
So why don't you say he's the greatest athlete ever? Say it right now. Do it.
Well, because there's Olympic athletes and such that have shown in different events like that. I'm not thinking of any off the top of my head. Carl Lewis, the greatest athlete. He's the greatest baseball player of all time.
Is he better than Michael Jordan in his respective sport?
Good question there, because in basketball, you have offense and defense, right?
Right. What about Tiger Woods?
That's a good one. Jack Nicklaus, some would say, is better than Tiger Woods.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
Oh, my God. You just did what Limits did. You've insulted Bob.
I didn't insult Bob.
Yes, you did. He says Jack Nicklaus is better than Tiger Woods, and you just called him a moron.
Well, then I guess Bob doesn't know what he's talking about, then, if that's what he's saying.
Oh, my God! Limit said that Bob's opinion last week was ridiculous, and it became an international story.
That did get a
lot of... You just called Bob a moron.
No, I said that opinion is moronic.
Oh, no, you didn't. You said anyone who says that is a moron. Anyway, this has been a great day. I love working with you. You're a good man, very funny, very opinionated. Hard to believe you're still in college. I mean, that is, dude, you look like you're 28. I just told you that earlier today.
Yeah.
You've been in college longer than Carl Krauser. What are you doing? You have a show practically. You're a producer here. The idea of college is to get a job. You have one. Don't go back to college. Bob, Dom just called you a moron.
No, don't. Joe, you're not starting something. Not on Memorial Day.
He heard.
Go ahead.
I had high hopes for him.
Did you hear that, Bob?
What is moronic about that take?
Because Tiger Woods, and now listen, I will admit that I defer to you both on this, but I'm just telling you from my perspective, nobody dominated their sport the way Tiger dominated golf.
You are so young, Dom.
So young,
and, Bob. And just because you saw what you saw doesn't mean what happened before you saw anything existed. It did exist.
Right.
He dominated.
The way Tiger dominated?
Better. More.
Better and more.
Did he have a Tiger Slam?
He's had 18 majors. He's had two of them.
And if Tiger didn't get injured, I think he'd have 20-plus majors.
Candy and nuts. Okay, you want to play that game.
Right, but
you know how many second place finishes Jack Nicklaus had compared to Tiger Woods?
Right, but you're going longevity stats. I'm going
longevity.
Yes, you are. 18 majors, that's a longevity stat.
And look at all the second place
finishes. If Tiger had the longevity, he would have had 18-plus majors.
If I don't disagree with that, but that's on him. Longevity is also produced with good habits and good behavior.
I agree.
Sometimes Tiger puts himself in bad situations. He took a 3-iron to the teeth by his wife. Okay, that's not being good, and that's going to cost you. There's a consequence. Then he decides to go 100 miles an hour on a windy street and could have killed others. He could have killed himself. He's lucky he's still alive.
Agreed.
And I love Tiger Woods. Don't get me wrong. It's just that he brought those on himself, whereas a guy like Ben Hogan, who won at Oakmont, by the way, back in 1953, of course, you don't care because you didn't see it.
Oh, it is Bob taking this one.
He was hit by a Greyhound bus,
yeah.
And he nearly died. 4 years later, they didn't think he'd play golf again. He won a major at U.S. Open.
You're experiencing the residuals of the Limits insult of Bob.
Well, no,
and you didn't insult Bob by person, by name, I mean.
I just had to jump in. I told
you simply said
there.
That
I said, I heard my name being taken. I wasn't sure what was going on, but
well,
I said,
Well, he didn't say you. He said, I forget what was said. And then I said, a lot of people think Jack Nicklaus is better than Tiger, or had a better, was better than Tiger Woods. He said, anyone who thinks that is a moron. That's what he said.
See,
I said,
Joe's
Bob
trying to
thinks
start,
that. Therefore,
think that.
You think Bob is that.
That's okay. I understand what you're saying, and you make a good point. So I'll rest
the,
my
the
case
argument
there.
Is, at his peak, I don't know if any golfer was ever better than Tiger at his peak. If you want to go career-wise, sure, we can have a conversation.
A couple of people have invited me to a cookout, and I may just show up.
Is that true?
One. Yeah, I want to go to a cookout today, Bob, and nobody ever invites me or my family to one.
And well, if I had one, I'd invite you. We're not having one. We're going to one later also.
Can I go to that one?
Sure.
Whose is it?
It's my, it's Selena's sister-in-law's husband's.
All right. Text me the address.
Okay.
I'll bring the wiffle ball equipment.
I'm serious. Well, I don't know if we're going to go there.
No wiffle ball?
No. I'm just going to eat and have some beverages and talk about why Jack Nicklaus is the best golfer ever.
All right.
Dom.
Well, Dom, this was a great show.
You're the
show.
Man, Dom. Keep it up.
And again, to bring it back to where we began, Memorial Day, a shout-out doesn't even sound adequate, just profound acknowledgement and thanks to all the families of the men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice. It's just a really, really special and profound day. And I just want to throw my thanks out there. You know, almost anything that you say feels inadequate on this day. All right, Dom. Thank you, sir. See you, buddy.
Thank you, Joe.